Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. Servicing your ear holes.
I love the Rise Guys.
They crack on people. I like that.
93.3 is the greatest. The Rise Guys rock.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3.
The planet
rocks.
I've been working on that all week long. I can almost play it.
Is that real?
Too much attention on me now. I get nervous. It's better the first time.
You go to the concert, but you can't look at him.
No. Like if anybody falls down and pops right back up, I'm your guy. I should go stand outside of bars at, is it 2 a.m. now?
It is now.
Okay, yeah. 2 a.m. Somebody, they're falling for like 5 minutes. There he goes. There he goes. The Brutally Honest Music Review. It's our way to help unsigned bands get the word out, meaning their music. And we're brutally honest with it. We say that if we heard this song on the radio and we liked it, then we would listen. If we didn't, we would change the channel. And we let you know that by hitting our noisemakers. Mine is the one that sounds like a guy falling for 5 minutes outside of a bar at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
That's how you know. Nine has this old classic. Oh, they're coming to cancel us. You hear what you said back in 07. Watch out. Nine has the World War II siren. Paige has the bell. That's the bell. Did you just hit his noisemaker?
I think he did for about 5 minutes.
I just hit Fat Boy's noisemaker real
wait
hard.
A minute.
Wait a minute.
My God.
You can't do that.
That was really odd. I heard your noisemaker off mic, but on this side of the room.
Yeah. You're about to smell the noisemaker, too.
How did she project that sound?
Just happened.
Fat Boy's so noisemaker is the
that was him.
Great value.
That was me.
And it's green, too. Sure.
I'm going to get mad now.
Well, the other ones were like pink. Well, it's not like you're going to hide those very well either. Uh-huh. They should have been upholstered. You could just, that's a nice pillow. That'd be the way to go.
Why could you make it plaid or look like an Afghan?
Yeah. Hey, wherever they're
the
from.
Blanket.
It's totally, okay, I got you. Totally fine.
Too soon.
The Brutally Honest Music Review. Again, very ballsy to do this because you obviously, if you're in a band, you've recorded it, you think you have something to offer, and that's great. But you also alert your fans and probably your family members, hey, we're going to be on Raw's Guys, so listen to us. And then, oh no, who knows what they're going to say about us. So that's why we do the Brutally Honest Music Review. Is everybody
Raw's
ready?
Raw's
Guys. I think
everybody
I'm
ready.
Yeah. I'm prepared.
Okay, here we go. From I should say their influences. Influences include Daryl Scott, Sturgill Simpson, Cody Jinks.
Yep.
I don't need to read all the information until they get through. From Williamston, South Carolina, with the song Everything But Love, this...
We're juvenile.
What was the title again?
Everything But Love.
Man, this guy is a hell of a guitar player, I tell you that.
Yeah. I mean, what am I doing wrong?
Is there a comma?
This guy is one of the finest pickers in the known world, let alone around here.
Yep.
With the song Everything But Love, this is Andrew Eno.
Stop making me laugh at that.
Last time
okay, I got it this time.
With the song Everything But Love, this is Andrew Crawford on the Brutally Honest Music Review. There's going to be a specific stopping point, but we've made it through.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody hit their noisemakers.
No, nobody did. Man, it, to me, this sounds like the theme song to a badass TV show that I really would love to watch.
I was going to say...
It's like Justified kind of badass show.
If Ken Burns did Civil War II... This could be the main title theme for that.
Yeah.
Or maybe some kind of Cars That Made America or Farmers That Made America. You know, one of those retrospective kind of historical narrative fun little things.
Yeah, I'm thinking about a show about like a Deadwood Justified kind of show. Just badass dudes doing badass stuff and killing people.
Naked women walking around.
Yes.
Undertaker, one more time, using this as for a special T-shirt possibility. See that happening?
Yeah. It's right up his alley.
And also, we should bring him on and say all this to his ear. The way that the recording takes his voice, and I don't know what it's called, but where it just adds it more. It's not auto-tune. It's where you add the choral of sound to it. The choral? Is that what it's called?
It's kind of like an echo chorus reverb kind of effect.
It sounds trippy in a cool way.
It does.
Andrew Crawford, good morning.
What's up, guys?
How you doing, sir?
Doing good, man. I just listened to my song on the planet.
Ain't that cool? I would think that. I would think that's cool.
That's pretty cool.
Now, I was going to say this before, but I was like, okay, if you make it through, I saw that Sturgill was an influence. I was like, you're going to make it through. But this song, according to this little fact sheet that you, Fat Boy, put together, this song is a first-person narrative of someone's inner demon speaking to them.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Man, that's cool.
Mm.
Y'all country fellers is deep these days.
What is up with that? It's so true. There's so many, like, you think, oh, is that double entendre? Does he really mean what he just said there? No, I think he did. Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So is that something from your own inner demons. Everybody has them.
Absolutely. Man, just experiences and stories and friends' experiences as well.
Life hanging out with people like Jake Bartley and Ken Tribble.
I like the banjo and the violin in that, and I'm writing a screenplay where.
Hey, that was a fiddle.
That's damn sure a fiddle.
That was a fiddle.
I'm writing a screenplay about some highway robbers in South Carolina, and that, I was just thinking of that would be great for a scene.
$250,000.
I'd love to be a part of that.
Negotiate, Andrew. Get some money.
I love that.
That's good.
That would be awesome, actually.
That's the kind of thing that song is for. It just, man, it makes me just want to watch cowboys shoot each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it, guys. It makes me feel really good, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you also.
I was expecting to hear a bunch of noisemakers.
Well, now if you'd sent us that real, real sad Civil War song you wrote, that one might have just because it's too sad.
Yeah, it's a double suicide song, so it's pretty sad.
It is.
Good gosh.
Yeah, like, man, I thought Whiskey Lullaby was sad as it got. Nope, here comes Andrew.
Oh, man. That is a sad song.
You'll have
song.
That.
That is a sad song.
It is.
It's almost like the modern day, he stopped loving her today. I mean, it really is. Like, wouldn't see him just today. I mean, you know why?
Yeah.
It was his funeral.
It was. He's dead.
That's why he stopped loving her. He said, "I will love you till I die." Guess what? That's why he stopped loving her, because he died.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, hey, sorry if you
know
what's halfway
funny
through the song.
Yeah, the last time I talked to you guys on the radio, they had just shut everything down, and now I'm talking to you guys right now, and they're just opening everything back up.
It's time, then.
It's time.
The cycle is complete. It's been about a year, I guess, since we had Andrew on for anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
So we'll plan on talking to you again in 22.
About March.
That's when you'll be opening for Sturgill and Cody and the Troubadours and all those guys.
Hell yeah. Oh, man.
Man, that'd be a dream come true.
What, if Troubadours got back together?
Oh, yeah.
They broke up?
Yeah, it was a singer issue of drugs.
Ah. Personal well, go be their new singer. Why not? Do it. Journey did that like three times.
Yeah.
All right.
Play with Troubadours.
At Andrew Crawford Music. Just put that in. You'll find him on the stuff, all of the streaming platforms as well. Andrew, real good, man. Keep at it.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Yes, sir. All right. Have a good morning.
Appreciate the chance, Andrew. All right, bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, babe.
I know Andrew a little bit. I don't know him real well, but he's a real good dude as far as I know.
He's a handsome devil.
First time I met Andrew Crawford, I didn't think I liked him. I like him a lot now, so don't think this the wrong way, Andrew, if you're still listening. And I hope you didn't turn it off immediately. Damn.
He's touching himself with his right hand when
I like
he says
it.
He was a lot to handle the first time I met him. He just has such energy about him when you see him out, doing his thing, especially not 8 o'clock in the morning, that it kind of like, man, I didn't know how to take him at first. But then I was around him a few times. Man, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
Love me some Crawford.
Off the wall at the beginning.
Fun dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun guy.
Never called him in the bathroom. Accidentally.
Not naked.
I sound like G-Love and Special Sauce right now. Or is it Lisa and Colt Jam?
P1 Chainsaw just downloaded his entire album.
Hey, nice. You must have T-Mobile.
It must have. Uh-huh. Did it that fast. Now, you listen to the rest of our show before you go listen to Andrew's album.
Yeah, that's right. If you want to be a part of the Brutally Honest Music Review, what is the way that we decided?
We've just been telling people to email theriseguys@AOL.com
okay.
with their an MP3 or a link to a high-quality recording.
Okay. And then Fatboy will get back with you. Fatboy. Fatboy. Yes, theriseguys@AOL.com. All right. Good morning, everyone.
Your phone is a radio.
I listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes, yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The planet rocks.
As far as we'll go with it, because otherwise it'll get messy.
Oh, that was the greatest music video ever.
Oh, at Arnold's?
Where he's doing the tongues at the girls?
Yeah, but they're at Arnold's, and they, like, superimposed it, where, like, they're walking around. Arnold's being on Fonzie, or whatever the hell. Yeah. Happy Days. Yeah, do you watch Fonzie? No, I'm too busy watching Tanner. With Deej.
Oh!
Too hot with this. I ain't giving you the whole album. I'm only giving you the EP.
You do a sweater song next.
I could do it all day long. Weezer songs work good on the whatever we call that gimmick. All right.
Slide whistle.
Just like always, we say something at the beginning of the show, and then you have a very friendly P1 who maybe has a little sarcasm on it when they say things like, hey, good job, it's after 8 o'clock, and you still haven't talked about Fatboy getting hacked on Twitter. Well, it depends on how you mean that, because we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's true.
There's an update. Maybe that's what you're referring to. I know. You want to blame somebody? 828 area code? Blame Timothy Looper. He's the one who called in and really shifted it in a different direction.
That's true.
While it was really good, yeah, we forgot to get the update. It was actually Jug who let me know that Fatboy was reinstated.
Oh.
Jeremy Clements.
You appreciate know. That, Jug.
I'm sorry. I've already put it up.
Yeah, it was a great day.
So you got hacked. Did you ever find out what happened? So you were hacked on Twitter, verified, got the little check mark. It's real Fat Boy.
Yep.
Then you go and you try to log in. Password was whatever. Then you sent a message to yourself via the Planet Twitter, yep. Which I need access to that, by the way.
I said, give me my account back.
And then they blocked you from your own account.
I blocked me.
So who did you talk to? How do you get in contact with Twitter without your Twitter? I know there's email, but how do you prove you're real Fat Boy because that's not your name?
Man, I had to go to Twitter's website and then try to change my password, which I couldn't do. And they said contact support. And you just got to put your email address, like you send a ticket.
Oh.
And they're like,
those are real when people put in tickets?
Yeah, damn. I guess. I sent a ticket, and they're like, we have high volume. It might be a few days. I'm like,
everybody's saying that now. It's allowing people to be a little slower and lazier, and you can't say anything because they're like, COVID.
They're trying to under-promise and over-deliver.
Yeah.
But they got back to me pretty quick. They're like, look, just give us your email that's attached to it, or we'll text you a code.
Yeah.
Put the code in here, and you're good to go. Like, I didn't have to call anybody, talk to anybody. Because, you know, Twitter, they don't like to talk to people on the phone. And that's the sign of a good company.
Yeah.
They let you work from wherever now, too. So you should have gotten real fast service.
Yeah, nobody likes talking on the phone.
Set up in the bed and give him his verification back. Now, what about Jason Williams, former NBA player? The guy who had, it wasn't really him. It was his verified account fished yours.
Yeah.
But that just means someone fished him. So this could have been like some kind of pyramid of famousness. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
He could have got his from Randy Moss. Randy Moss came from Nas. I mean, it all could go back. Kevin Bacon probably started the whole thing.
I was going to message him again and say, look, change your password, but I didn't mess with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed there was one thing going on with these accounts. So there was, they just hit the verified accounts. Just sent messages to the verified accounts. And there was a couple I got blocked from, and I started to notice a little theme going on, and I'm like, oh, no. There's one verified account I really, really, really don't want to be blocked from.
It was me.
It's what it was.
It was me.
No.
Oh. But I did block you. But what? The only reason I blocked you is because the hacker sent me a message.
What?
I blocked me yesterday. Well, I will now that I know it's real you. I thought that was fake you saying that.
Did Aaron block you, Fatbo?
Oh.
I know that's the one. Sad. I know that's the one.
I think that's the one.
It had to be Aaron Rodgers or some porn star.
Aww.
That is the one.
Oh, man.
Luckily,
that sucks.
They didn't get that far down the list.
Okay, good. They didn't get to the A's, so that's good.
That relationship's still intact.
Phew.
Whatever it is.
You know what?
Did they get Devin Sawa? Are you still friends with him?
Nah, they got him. I got blocked from him.
Were you blocked by Devin Sawa? Your boy?
And I even sent a tweet, and I'm like, man, he won't see it.
There what about block. Our good friend, AEW Dynamite superstar, sensational wrestler, Cash Wheeler? He's the one who, I think it's okay I say this, he's the one who sent the thing asking if you were now managing a shoe store on Twitter because you were pushing out fake sneaker ads to, and he's like, you know, really like super famous. You know,
I know.
Like, hey, why is Fatboy trying to sell shoes? They're not paying y'all there anymore. I got hacked by Jason Williams.
I made sure I reached out to him, like one of the first ones when I got back on there.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard back, but I want him to know, look,
okay,
it's me.
He didn't block you, though.
No, he didn't block me. I mean, it's good that it was shoes and not something more nefarious, if you will. Dildos. Something to be really embarrassing.
Like dildos.
Plugs.
Trust me, it's not embarrassing. There's money to be made.
I'm just glad it was just shoes.
Yeah.
But they got probably about 10 verified accounts. Now, one of them was Machine Gun Anderson. I don't want him to come down here and beat me up.
So. Oh, they got him?
He would, too.
Yeah. I'd send him a message and say, look, hey.
His kids could kick our ass.
Wasn't me.
I've seen him.
Did he respond?
No.
No, he didn't respond.
Yeah.
He might not. But I just want to throw it out there. And I felt stupid for doing it. Like, hey, let me message these people that I like and say, it wasn't me, because I'm sure they're worried.
No.
Do you want me to DM DJ Ulalale's dad, Big Dave, and get him to follow you?
God, I've been trying forever.
He follows me.
What do you got to do?
He follows me.
You don't even like Clemson.
Does John Cena still follow you? Did he block you? Got to follow that one, or check that one out, because you called BS on him when he DM'd you, and it was real John Cena.
Yeah, according to him.
This isn't really you. It's probably one of the Bella twins. It's probably going through his tweets.
Oh, I'm afraid to look.
What were you going to say, Jim?
There's a weird thing about Fat Boy. Fat Boy really, 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 really loves his Twitter.
Because of the verification.
When I saw that he didn't have his Twitter, I'd open the Facebook app or something, and I'd see statuses pop up that he posted, which I'd never see.
On Facebook?
Very, very rare thing. So he just had the urge to communicate. But Fat Boy really, really loves his Twitter. He was even doing more Instagram story stuff without his Twitter, I think.
I thought you lost your Facebook, though, years ago.
Well, he's talking about personal.
Personal Facebook, yeah.
Oh, you have a personal one?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's...
what? I got to look for you on there. I didn't know you were on there.
Fat Boy is not a guy who would strike you as this, but he absolutely is. Possibly the biggest star blanker I know.
Man, if it was Instagram, though, and I was verified there, I'd be the same way. I'd much prefer it that way.
Like, Fat Boy has kind of a little bit of social media pretension. Like, he's not there that's why he does it. Like,
he's not just there to party. He's party man.
No, he's there strictly to interact with really famous people.
Throbbing Robbins, as we call him now.
Yeah, Throbbing Robbins.
Party man Dan.
Throbbing Robbins, party man Dan.
I was hoping Dustin Hoffman nuts would have got hacked.
So it seems unlike Fat Boy to be like a star blanker, but damn if he ain't.
But it's
you've
almost,
heard this conversation. He definitely is.
It's almost like the verification, the check mark, is you look at it almost as like a fast pass to the front of the line.
It is.
I know it is, because they see it on their interaction. They have to, unless they block you.
But do they like your stuff and interact with you, or they just accept you as friends? That's the thing.
Very rarely. I mean, occasionally. I got a like from Natalia last week. I was like,
oh yeah, she's a good one.
She's nice, you know.
Yeah, I tweeted.
Charlotte Flair followed me, and I think she muted me instantly because I've never had any interaction.
Did I tell you who muted me? That won't mean a lot to a lot of people, but one of my all-time favorites has muted me on Twitter because I like too much of his stuff, and he'd see it in his verified notifications. Lance Storm, man.
Lance Storm.
My dude from way back. One of my all-time favorites.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because if I reply to anything or leave a comment on any of his stuff now, it never gets a like or anything because he muted me because I was bugging him by liking too much of his stuff.
How can you like it too much?
Because it showed up in he's trying to look at stuff from like Shane Helms and whatnot, not me.
Oh.
There used to be a hack. You could tell if you got muted. It doesn't work anymore, but there's got to be another one where you could tell. Now, you would have to set up, you know, some account as them and then see if you appear.
That's a lot of work to put in to see if somebody's just ignoring your thing.
God.
I know, but I want to know if, you know, certain people got me muted.
Well.
Because, you know, there's not a whole lot of back and forth.
Yeah. Well, like, who was, you said Aaron Rodgers. Did you ever get a follow back from Trevor?
No, man. And then you tweeted him, nothing, not a like or. I mean, I get it when he's there. I mean, there's probably
he's
some
probably
protocol.
Somebody who doesn't get on there except just to tweet. Like, I think people that are maybe he's not as busy as it seems. I feel like he's freaking crazy busy. He's got a wedding to plan.
Well, if you want to see what he's up to, you got to follow his girlfriend's Instagram.
Like, say that's got how a you wedding get... plan. Got all this stuff, and he don't want to. He's gonna get on there and look at interactions. What's he gonna have? A bunch of jerks making fun of his hair. You got a bunch of people from Jacksonville. They're not sure if he's going there or not. Jets fans don't know if he's going there or not. Gamecocks fans, you know, we're just like.
You think there's something in place with these? I'm going to be surprised. I'm surprised you got a follow back from Big Dave. I thought there was something in place, like an unsaid kind of locally, like with local media and college teams that, you probably want to keep a distance. I don't know for sure.
think Dave's different, and if we talk to him, it won't be that much about football anyway.
No.
No. I'm just saying, you know. I'm just
talking about his awesome videos.
Yeah, that's a dude who's going to do what he's going to do, because who in the hell is going to try to stop him?
I just know if that was floated down the chain, because I was like, okay, Trevor's not at school anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe get the follow back, maybe get a like, whatever.
If anybody's going to try to stop Big Dave, it's going to be Ray Thompson and Steven and Titan.
They should do that for charity.
And probably Weidman, too. That's what it would take.
Do that for charity.
I was worried about Wonder Boy. He could really come kick my ass because, you know, we follow each other on Twitter.
Do you care about anybody who ain't famous?
What if he bought some of the fake shoes and then really thought that was you selling them, and he comes and beats your ass with the fake Yeezy boots that he bought from you?
With them on.
With them on. He super kicks you with the fake Yeezys.
He's wearing sweaters on his feet. He's kicking your ass with them.
And I'm going to be honest with you. He could do it.
He can beat your ass with a McNugget pillow.
Yeah, he could.
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
I outweigh him by a bunch, but he's arguably quicker.
Now this is arguably.
Is this not where Fatboy's ego manifests on Twitter more than anywhere else?
Well,
has one. That's just where you see his.
Yeah, but I mark out for it. I have no issue with saying. I remember the first celebrity like of a comment that I got, and then, you know, with some of the first follows and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of sticks out. I think it does to anybody, but not maybe to that degree.
I like it, too. I enjoy that. Oh, cool. I admire that person. I know who they are, and they took note of something I said, and they liked what I said. That is cool.
Yeah, it's usually why you tweet people, so at least people at least like it to say, yeah, I saw it.
But do you seek it out every day?
No.
Because this guy seeks it out multiple times every day from multiple people.
You know what really bothers me? I hate this, man. I hate it about the whole thing, too. What? If I get a follow back, I'm like, just like with Cena, I'm like, is that really them, though?
No.
I got to know if it's really them.
It's like an ego, but a low self-esteem at the same time. It's weird, man.
What if they're sitting there saying, what if that's really Fatboy really running Fat Boy it? That's probably one of their promotional people.
No, I sent him a picture. Me cheesing on the couch. Hey, here's me smiling. Tweeting you. It's really me.
It could have been in the office. They don't know. He doesn't know.
Some people, I'm like, okay, you're verified, and I'm interacting with you, but you don't have much going on.
To some people, you are John Cena. You understand? Be there, John Cena.
Yeah, be there, John Cena. Quit worrying too much about having your own John Cena.
Can you see me?
I mean, honestly,
be
really,
there, John Cena.
So much
you have to. So what little thing that John Cena could do for you, even if it's his promo team, or like I said, one of the Bella Twins messing around. The fact is, it made you feel good.
It makes you feel like you've made it, right? When you get a tweet back from Devin Sawa, or Aaron Rodgers hits you back, or John Cena responds to your DM and says, yeah, it's really me.
Mm-hmm. There's something about that direct connection you have. You're like,
It validates you. It makes you feel like you have some worth as a person.
It's a digital autograph.
You feel like you got a direct line to somebody if you want to, you know, get to him.
But what's your direct
line? Sorry, go ahead.
I don't know where it is, but when The Rock tweeted me back, it was when the movie Skyscraper came out. I saw that movie. The movie poster is there at Cherrydale, before COVID, obviously. He's reaching for the top of the skyscraper. I'm reaching for his hand. I tweeted it. I said, I got you, Rock. And he said, appreciate you, Matt, man. I was like, I don't care if it's...
Did you look and see if you got the follow, man?
I didn't get the follow. But I printed it out.
That's nice.
And I didn't sit there and say, oh, is it one of the Usos running it, or is it one of his kids running it, or whatever? I was like, you know what? For a second, somebody real close to him thought about me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a nice gesture to someone who was a fan.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
That's the rush. All the followers.
God, you use Twitter as drugs.
All the followers he has on there, if he followed you, you jump everybody. You got that straight line to him. It's like almost like having his phone number.
Well, free tequila.
What does that really mean to your, you know, what does that mean to just see compliment his movies? It ain't that good?
Just whatever. It's like, man, I got a direct line to The Rock. If I want to tell him a dirty joke or say hey, he might not respond, but he's going
to
see it.
Remember when you had a direct line to Jerry Seinfeld? What happened to that relationship?
Yeah. You got drunk at a golf tournament, and you started sending him bad things, and he blocked us.
Now none of us have any kind of line to Seinfeld.
And he hasn't been on the show since.
Yeah.
That's why we didn't have golf tournaments anymore.
That's why Wonder Boy probably won't be on, because you sold him some fake Balenciaga. Say it. Balenciaga.
Yeah. Man.
Balenciaga.
I don't remember how to say it. I was about to say Valencia. Them's oranges.
There they are.
Indy.
Them's are, for sure.
Beauties, too. Those are oranges.
Yeah. All right. You ready? We need to break.
Listen.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:50. See, what was fun there is we had a conversation, and it was just, we're still like sitting here like, I don't know. And we haven't had to look it up yet. It's just like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
And well, you'll find out here at 11 o'clock, I guess.
That's nice, right?
Yeah.
I'm worried. I've
done it three times. I can't remember.
I'm not worried about anything. I'm wondering about a thing that I don't know. I don't know who. I've never been to a closing before. I don't know who's at the closing. I know, I guess, the lawyer will be there, the attorney.
Mark Wohlers.
And Greg Kimbrell. Mm-hmm. But no, the attorney will be there, and then my agent will be there, and then I heard that my broker will be there from my broker, and then I guess the seller's agent and whoever, is the seller there?
How big is this place? Because you got to be 6 feet apart.
Yeah, that's true. It must be a pretty big office. But is the seller at the closing usually?
Don't have to be.
Yeah, you wouldn't care if you were the seller, would you?
Last time I bought, the seller was repped. Represented, excuse me.
Yeah, I would.
For those of you who don't know.
I wouldn't go. I just, you know, I don't really want to meet the people who used to live in my house. You know what I mean?
That used to? Oh, you don't want to say, oh.
Yeah. I don't want to meet the people who used to, because I know it was part of an estate, so someone probably passed away, but then someone else lived there with them. I'd rather not.
In the house?
No. I'd rather not, unfortunately not. But I'd just rather not meet the people who used to live there.
I mean, you know what they look like based on where you're moving to, so.
Yeah,
have a good guess.
Probably look about like Fat Boy.
It was helpful for me when the seller was in my closing because I had some questions about certain things that
I'll figure it out.
That person was able to answer for me.
Yeah, I'll figure all that out.
What if you don't?
What if they don't have good internet access there?
That's when they're gonna come back and get that broken bird bath out of the backyard.
Oh, really?
No. Well, you'd be an outdoor urinal now.
Yeah, that's true.
So you, you're totally. Will one of the dogs be joining you?
No, I'm going by myself, just with me and my agent. Well, I've known the broker. I don't know him well, but I've known him for like 15 years. What's up, D-Rock?
How do you not know him well? That's a long time.
I'm the guy who hires a mortgage broker named D-Rock.
I was going to say, but I know him, so it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. He was going to hire Prince Marky D, but I don't know if you heard the news.
No, D-Rock's the guy.
Passed away a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Fat Boy's dead. Not you, the fat boys.
Yeah, the
fat boys.
He looked shocked though.
Hey, no, he's like, what happened?
Well, I am.
Hey, nobody tell me.
I could have took the day off then.
I feel more alive than ever.
Is this a radio show from the other side?
Yeah.
So yeah,
underside.
I'm wondering about that, and then I guess I get the keys at the closing. Well, I'm not giving them the check unless they get the keys.
You should do like a big. Do it like when they. Somebody has like they're blackmailing them, or they're like, you know, holding someone hostage, and they slide the briefcase.
Oh, it's gonna be one for one.
And then you do it real quick.
Yeah.
You take the car key or the house keys.
House keys.
Make sure they're house keys.
They're house keys. Yeah.
If they got a little clicker on them,
don't
I don't want that.
Don't do that.
And if there's only one copy of the key, that means I got to go change all the locks because there's other copies of that key floating around.
I would do that immediately anyway.
Yeah, I know it's highly suggested. But if you buy a house and you only get one copy of the key, well, you know people got that key, and you know you got to change them locks.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a little Tykes key.
Fat Boy, you want to come over and change my locks this weekend?
I don't know if you want me to do that. I might put them wrong side out.
Want to ring his bell?
You might have to unlock it from the inside.
Ring my bell at 6. Yeah. I heard you.
That was me.
Oh, well, I heard you then.
Yeah, that was a real good one.
It was pretty good.
So, yeah, I think you're fine. I'm also kind of shocked they're not – but it's just the tail end of the stuff. Like, you know, all the Hanky Mac and all that.
Right.
Like, a month ago, I think this would have been a virtual thing. You would have been, like, touching your screen, signing it with your finger.
Possibly, yeah, because I did hear from some people who back over the last summer and last year were hell, some people closed on homes, like, in the bank drive-thru.
My fingers, though, are so fat that when I sign a screen, it looks like I have taken the font and put it in bold.
Yeah.
Because so normally it's like, you know, regular, like, Arial. But then when I sign it with my fat index finger, it looks like Arial bold.
Oh, yeah. It gets it bolded, man. Yeah.
I got a little, you know, I got a little swag going. I sit there and make it look italic.
Speaking of a bank drive-through, I was at one yesterday to get the check for the closing.
Yeah.
The cashier's check or certified check for that.
Mm.
Something I had not seen before, but, you know, obviously the banks, you can't go inside a lot of banks.
No.
A lot of them are still closed. If the lobbies are not open, you got to go to the drive-thru. What happens if you're not in a car? I saw a dude walk up to the bank drive-thru and do his transaction. I mean, they didn't care. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, he's just
walking up
there.
I've seen
people
do it at the ATM machines, but never at the actual. I thought that was a thing they would not.
No, he needed to deal with a teller, and he was on foot. So what option does he have to deal with a bank teller besides to walk up to the drive-thru tube and stand there?
Yeah, that's like.
So he's just standing there doing his transaction, and then he walked off.
You can bank here, but if you don't have a vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I thought I told people they could bank now. You could drink till 2.
Yeah.
Y'all to be able to bank.
If bank 24/7.
If I got to have a vehicle to bank with y'all, you best be offering to finance me one at a great rate.
You better say it the right way. That's vehicle.
Vehicle, now.
Yeah, son of a, you know. All right.
Yeah, I'll find out all that stuff in about 2 hours.
We go live on Instagram.
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was quick.
I just don't want to be distracted. It's just me. Mm-hmm. I'm in there by myself.
No.
All these other people want my money, and I'm trying to give them as little as possible. So I got to be on my toes here.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Somebody call the hospital. I have 10 broken toes
on the way. I need about 5 splints.
Yeah. There goes your ballet career. Same here, too, though. All right. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
All right. Well, this is for everybody. How old were you when you finally felt grown up? All right. Do you feel grown up yet?
Yeah, I'll tell you if that ever happens.
We'll talk about that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
All right. Good morning, everybody.
We launch into a 93-minute rock block right after the Rise Guys morning show. Wait a minute. Yeah, carried it too. Wow, that's over an hour and a half of nonstop rock.
Oh, 93.3, the planet. Rocks.